bet100.com.
A new study says 15 million kids live in poverty. Now, wonder why. Are there any jobs anymore in America? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Normally optimistic, I am. However, it's tough to be optimistic when you look around and you open your eyes and you see what's happening across this great nation. That's why you got to pay attention to what's going to happen as we move forward in 2012. Who do you think needs to lead the country, and who are the people that we need to represent us in Washington? I always push for that third party, and the reason I do is because we can't seem to get it. We can't seem to get it right anymore with the two parties, with the Republicans, with the Democrats. We're ending up with too much of a political cog, a machine. Maybe it's a lot of cogs in the machine, and that's the problem. Give us just some common sense. I know it exists. I'm positive I've bumped into it a few times. There has to be common sense in Washington. You can't expect miracles, but we're just playing for decent. We're playing for at least decent, and we deserve that. We live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. We really do, because we're free. You're free to choose, to watch, to listen, to read, to do whatever you want to do. But you have to have those choices, and I hope those choices don't go away. And I guess that's where I'm at. I don't want to see our choices go away. One of the choices is, of course, over guns, and battling over guns is a big deal in this country. Second Amendment rights. I'm for Second Amendment rights, whether I have a gun or three guns or no guns. I don't think you want to take those rights away. You can make an argument on both sides. When something tragic happens because a child gets a gun or doesn't realize it has a gun in the backpack of school, we all know these stories that exist. And then we can see the other side of it where somebody's life has been saved because of a gun. So you could do a pros and a cons column, and it'd be very, very easy. But I don't think you ever, especially with the way our government's run now, want to go back and have to get something back. You don't want to have to fight for a right that you just let evaporate. And that is the guns. It is. Speaking of guns, that's what we saw happen with the operation to flood guns into the market to let them go across the border, and that way they could really get the bad guys. Only it blew up because a couple of Americans were killed. One of them was a border agent and an immigration official. And we're still seeing the guns popping up now stateside in Arizona and in Texas and used for killing people. So what is the answer? Here's the president.
I'm a big believer in the Second Amendment, and I'm a big believer in hunting and sportsmen. But I also think that making sure that we're keeping guns out of the hands of criminals is something all of us should be able to agree on.
I agree on that. We don't want the guns in the criminals' hands. If you have a gun and you're using it for protection, you know how to use it, you go to the range, all this stuff, and you have it in your house, you're not really, I hope, itching to get into that situation. Let's go to Daniel in Kentucky right from the get-go. He's our leadoff man. Coming up in our next segment, by the way, we're going to hit the movies for the weekend. Perhaps you could ditch the dating sites and just go to the movies and take somebody that you met through a friend to the movie. Hey, Daniel.
Kate, good evening. It's been a long time since we've spoken. Last time was during the U.S. invasion of Libya, or I should say the bombing.
Right.
Good to talk
that to
you tonight. I always enjoy your program. I just happened to be awake tonight on WVOK and catch it, and I couldn't resist calling about these dating sites and use of the Internet. I'm a bachelor, and I have run into this, unfortunately, just consistently, particularly of women, just absolutely condemning me for not using the Internet just as a means of communication. And of course, you know, I find that, you know, that once you've made that connection via the internet, you know, that you'll, the longer that you talk to them, the more the different things and red flags seem to go into the air. And it's just been amazing. And of course, you see all this Facebook activity with these kids in the United Kingdom, even the Arab Spring, as mm-hmm. we've seen it. And I mean, it's just, you know, it's a recipe for disaster, because it, you know, it takes these kids from what used to be a very innocent upbringing and normal life to all of a sudden, you know, just their entire life goes fast forward, bringing in about two decades into their early teen years that they're just truly not capable of handling. And of course, you also run into this again, that people think that the internet is the be all end all. So it's been your comments tonight I've just enjoyed immensely, but you have a way of covering so many subject matters, it's hard to pick what you truly want to focus on, because they're all great points. And I mean that we just really enjoy you. I don't know of any program in America that's certainly more entertaining and more loaded with information than your program. And we just love to hear in the horse country. Believe me.
Oh, thank you, Daniel. I appreciate that. And you, what a good call. It was interesting what you had to say about the whole dating site things and the red flags is what I was saying. You could see them. And since I have so many guy friends, and I know what they go through, many of them bachelors, and I told you about my cousin going on the website and boom, you know, thematch.com, and hooked up with somebody right away, and they're happily married, and they fit together, they're fun to be around, all that kind of stuff. They had enough things in common, and I guess and other stuff, but what do you do if you're a single guy? What do you do if most of your buddies are rolling that way, saying, "I just go, you know, look at pictures, go on the website thing," and all your friends are tapped out because they're all married. So they're not allowed to hang around a lot of single women. They don't have anyone to set you up with. That could become difficult. If you meet someone in college, if you meet somebody through a job, okay, there's two places. But after that, and as you get older, where are you meeting the people? And that's a fair question. Where do you meet them where you feel that at least you're getting some consistency, I guess? And we're all looking for that consistency. Absolutely. That's the name of the game. All right, I said that coming up we were going to look at movies, and we are going to do that. It's summertime. More movies are opening up. Whether or not they'll be any good, I'll give you my point of view. Sometimes you look at the movies, and really what they have all written all over them is wait and rent. Wait and rent. Because why shell out $10 or whatever it is for a movie that you know is a little iffy? It's like the 10th sequel or something. You know that, yeah, I don't know. How's this going to play on the big screen? I can just watch it on Netflix, if you still get it. Or if you canceled maybe because they jacked their prices up. Maybe you're going to Blockbuster still, or the Redbox. We're gonna start doing those DVD reviews one of these days. Movies next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Alan Olson with Midas Resources, senior gold and silver broker since 1978. Over the last 3,000 years, gold has been a storehouse of wealth and has survived nearly 500 paper fiat currencies. Since the 1970s, the fiat U.S. paper dollar has lost over 90% of its purchasing power and is decreasing every day. With the U.S. government that is bent on reckless spending, gold and silver are your only safe havens of protection for your hard-earned paper dollars. Please contact me, Alan Olson, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 127, with your questions or purchases. Let's work together to preserve your assets. 1-800-686-2237, extension 127. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 127.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
All right, time for our cheap movie review here on America Tonight. It's cheap because we don't have to dive too deep. How's that? Cheap, deep, get it? All right, I know. I'm a poet. You didn't even know it, right? So this weekend, Conan the Barbarian is back. Conan the Barbarian. You have to go back to Arnold Schwarzenegger. It seems like a gazillion years ago for Conan the Barbarian. Rest assured, it is not the same Conan. Arnold Schwarzenegger does not star in the lead role. That's this whole thing of what's old is new again. This movie is R. Strong bloody violence. Do you like that? What's it? Strong bloody violence. And it's put out by Lionsgate. There are some people you would recognize. Rose McGowan's in it. Rachel Nichols in it. Stephen Lang's in it. I know you know those names. Or at least you know their faces. Trust me, if you go to see it, you'll understand, you know, who it is. So, Conan the Barbarian. Would you flip $10 to see this movie? Here's a little snippet of it.
I see a journey. A man
crossing the sands.
A knight.
A warrior. Your paths will merge.
Despair! Your new master!
Who raises the souls of the unspeakably evil?
You're sought to enslave all of High Forest!
No man shall ever change.
Yeah,
run from me. Now it's your path to find you. I will follow you to hell.
Sounds like some serious fighting to me. I love it. I mean, I hate to cop to this, but when I was a kid, we used to go to, there's an art museum in Philly, right? And they have the best armor display and swords and whatnot from way back when, you know, centuries back. And it is mind-blowing to see it. I've never seen anything that topped that. And so I always liked the whole idea of the swords and the armor and whatnot. And then you get a little bit of that with the Conan scenes, but I still say, I'm definitely waiting for that to come out on video so I can watch those scenes at home. Here's another one. This movie is called One Day. Take a listen.
When we were at university, I had a crush on you.
Well, I felt the same. The problem is I fancy pretty much everyone. It's like I've just got out of prison all the time. It's a real problem.
You gatecrashed my birthday party, called me Julie, and spilled red wine down my top.
Ouch.
I'm not good at this.
Maybe we could just be friends. Well, it means the perfect union of opposites.
It means wear some socks. I'm a disaster.
Everyone's lost at 25.
You're not, TV producer.
Welcome to Night Night Lock-In!
Group sex Tuesdays and Fridays.
Yeah, but, you know, I am crying on the inside.
I just called to let you know.
You are the best friend I've ever had.
Dexter? You're amazing. And famous. I'm going to be one of those inspirational teachers.
Those who can do, and those who can't teach.
And those who can't teach, they go to hell. I love you, Dexter. I just don't like you anymore. You're getting married?
No.
I miss you, Dex.
I screwed up my career. I screwed up my friendships.
That's not true.
I need to speak to someone. Not someone, you.
She made you decent. And in return, you made her so happy.
Alright, here's the problem I have with this movie. You know, we just, when we talk here on America Tonight, and of course you're all from different parts of the country, what I love about this audience is you're authentic. It's like Daniel in Kentucky when he called. He was authentic. Anne Hathaway, with a British accent, is just not, it's just not authentic to me. There's so many British actresses, and I'm not knocking Annie Hathaway. She's a great American actress, young actress. Who's, you know, trying to blossom. But there's something about, why do they have Gwyneth Paltrow? Why do they have Anne Hathaway? Why do they have them go and do these British accents? I guess because their agents get them the gigs, and this is a romantic feature, and people will go see it. So I've answered my own question. All right, let's move on to this one. This is for the kids or the grandkids, and I don't know, you might just be into it. It's called Spy Kids, All the Time in the World.
nothing harder than being the world's top spy. It's keeping the secret.
I have to go on an important mission. I mean, errand.
From her kids.
There's something she's hiding from us.
Looks like we've been set up.
Who the heck are these guys?
Enter the panic room now.
Hello, children. I am a spy.
This is a prank.
This is not a prank.
The dog is talking.
Give me five.
Sentry mode? Attack mode?
You gotta keep it in sentry mode.
Now, I am taking all of the time in the world from you. When the world needs saving.
This is the Spy Kids division.
The power.
Where are the kids?
Snapping?
Is in their hands.
Where are they really?
This summer. You get the action. You get the adventure.
I'm gonna hurl!
Right, puke goes in the bag, not on my phone.
You get the 3D. And you get one more dimension. 4D. Aromascope. For free.
What does that smell?
With your free Aromascope card.
Fire up your gadget.
Kids are gonna flip when they see this.
Spy Kids. All the time in the world.
Why did I do something? Attack mode!
Activated.
I love doing that.
August 19th in 4D.
Wow, 4D. I'm still caught in 3D. So 4D, I can only imagine what that's like. And, you know, that's one of those come see, come saw things. I'm iffy on the whole 3D deal because you have to sit there with the glasses on the entire time. And I find if it's really a long movie, you kind of get a headache. And I'm not a headache person. I don't have a lot of, I don't struggle with that. So I don't know how good is that if every single time I leave a 3D movie, I'm feeling headachy after I leave. I think you can see it where it's not, if you don't like it, I think you can go see it where it's not 3D, by the way. And this is a franchise thing. Spy Kids has been around for a while, so this is just another installment of it all the time in the world. I think if you have kids that have seen the other ones, they'd probably like this. You could do a matinee thing. It'd be a little bit cheaper. The movie's a little bit under 2 hours, so it doesn't mean you have to spend the entire day at the theater, unless you're in some place where it's really, really hot and you want to be in the air conditioning. Stay with us. We'll be back on the flip side.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, shelters.com. or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
But it is so bad that we're going to check the mail coming up in just a few minutes here. It's so bad that you have the CEO of Starbucks saying, listen, here's what we need to do. If you're not happy with what you're seeing in Washington, don't give them any campaign money. Don't give money to any of the congresspeople. Don't give money to Obama until they come up with a long-term deficit plan. You don't pay, they aren't happy. They need the money. Part of a politician's job is to raise money for the next run, for the party. Got to go to a lot of expensive dinners with rubber chicken. That's what happens. Give the speeches here and there. Say how you're going to turn things around. The hot button issues that we talked about, Bachman just flat out saying, hey, elect me president, it's under two. I'm getting that gas under two. Because she's trying to perk up people's ears. Same thing with what Perry said the other day about Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke. However, that's been said for a very long time, as we just went into. But he was trying to stir the pot. He was trying to hit the hot button, and that definitely is one. So, what about it? What if you just didn't, give your couple of dollars? Would it make a difference? But the problem with boycotts is not enough people participate in a boycott to make it what it's supposed to be. Crippling. So, Howard Schultz has a good idea, but I don't know that it's you can execute it. And for him, it's a brilliant idea because there's no limb that he's going out on. To go and say that he gets some headlines, here I am mentioning it. Other people have done it. I think I saw it on Fox and CNN. Probably the usual suspects all covered what he had to say. And he's really been pushing this, saying cut off the spigot. And especially saying this to businesses. Let's not hurt or help another party. Let's just cut it all off. Let's just do that. And I think it's good conversation, but I don't think that people do boycotts well. I don't. Because you got, and but you think of the pipeline. You have businesses, you have other special, even though we don't do that anymore, special interest groups. And, you know, the whole thing there is what's happening with the money. The money is to gain some of that carte blanche, that cachet, to the power base. So businesses want to do that. Unions, of course, we talked about unions at the top of this. Unions, they'll do it all day long because they need the politicians to come through for them. So not a bad idea, but the problem is really, really getting the support. Having all these CEOs say, absolutely, absolutely, we're not going to do it. Because if you look at the political action committees, here's a crazy number. We can almost throw this and we can count, but we're going to just throw it out now. The Center for Responsive Politics, meaning contributions from business political action committees, you know how much? 2009, 2010, $334 million. If you go to the individual side of things from the business people, $1 billion almost. And that was split between both the Democrats and the Republicans. And with so many things that are just hanging out there in the, you know, blowing in the wind. I mentioned the immigration thing. That's one. The obvious things with the economy and the jobs and all that. I mean, if really you had 100% boycott or close to that, whatever that looks like, I think it would be crippling. I think there would be a response. But I don't see how you get that. I don't see how you strike back and say, let's see a fair bipartisan deal. I don't see that happening because there's no teeth in it. Good idea, makes for good rhetoric, conversation, all that stuff. But I don't think so. All right, without further ado, let's head to the mail.
The mail is here.
Ooh. Thank you very much. This one's from Rick, who says, yo, Kate, what's up with Rick Perry? He looks like a Ken doll, and the things he says are crazy. It was easy for him to jump on the back of Ron Paul, but just get a little nastier about Ben Bernanke so that he would be in the so-called news cycle. And then in New Hampshire, he told the people that he doesn't believe in global warming. He said it was a scientific theory that has not been proven. He went on to say to the crowd in New Hampshire, from what I understand, the taxpayer money, the billions or even trillions, is not where our money needs to be on a scientific theory that has not been proven and has more questions than answers. What do you think? Well, here's what I think. You have to look at where he was speaking. And he was at a breakfast, I believe. He was at a breakfast in New Hampshire with a bunch of business leaders who actually are known to be very strong environmentally. But there was somebody in the audience who asked a question and threw out that whole National Academy of Sciences thing, so he shot back with that answer. The interesting thing is that his view is different from the other people who are running. Texas, for example, because everybody's going to point to Texas. If he's going to run on that record, it's just like Governor John Huntsman, any of them. You could go back to what they did in the past, and then with Perry, go back to what there is now. And Texas releases more pollution carbon dioxide than any other state. Did you know that? That's, of course, the greenhouse gas, or at least the chief greenhouse gas, than in any other state in this country. Than in any other state. And see, global warming or going green or lack of information that backs some of these theories up, that is a big, big campaign issue. Still finishes a distant second compared to the economy, without a doubt. Without a doubt. All right, let's take on another one. This one is from Jack, listening to us in Brownsville, Texas. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I want to say that I enjoy your show. I heard you say something about nailing a football deal. What was that about? I only caught the tail end of it. I have to confess, I listened to you until I nod off, so I didn't catch the whole story. What are you talking about? All right. I was talking about the fact that we have football, and football starts up in less than a month, and we've got Nail the Score. So Nail the Score happens in our third hour of our show, Thursday really slash Friday morning, and randomly a game of the week is chosen in the NFL by our computer, and you get to call in or send it to us through the miracle of the Internet. You send us your score guess, and it's just like picking lottery numbers, only you don't have to pay the money. It's free for you to play, and you could win some fabulous prizes if you nail the score. You win some great prizes. Not could. You would win some great prizes from America Tonight. But easier said than done. I'm just going to warn you on that. Much easier said than done. Looks so easy. Anybody could pick those numbers. What are you kidding me? Oh. All right, let's head out to Ronnie in Utah. Yo, Ronnie, what's happening in your neck of the woods?
Hey, how you doing, Kate?
Good.
Well, you're talking about all the stuff that's going on. I figured I'd just make a couple of quick comments. But anyway, as far as the, you know, everything that's going on, you know, I'm so grateful that the president got done his bus tour and him coming out with his jobs package in September in Congress. And he says he's going to unveil it, and they're going to, he wants to tell them, let's just get it done. Well, I imagine it'd be a job expansion. So when you go get your application, you're just going to put on top of it, what type of job are you applying for? And all you got to do across the top, just put common sense. Thing you do, common sense. I mean, and another thing, you know, another good idea, if you want to be a good job creator, you know, we want to cut this debt, let's see if we can get us a national debt scoop shovel. I mean, that'd be a good thing. I think it's going to get so deep, you know, we're going to need a scoop shovel. And then another good thing to get the debt down would be to, you know, you talk about football. Nothing's greater than have a halftime event to have old Chucky Schumer out there singing that patriotic song on national deficit reduction.
I have to give you kudos for some creativity, Ronnie, in Utah.
Hey, thanks, Kate Delaney. Great.
All right. Talk to you later. The shovel thing, of course, the reference to the shovel jobs. We're going to create more shovel jobs, and they're always shovel jobs. So if we only all had a shovel, then we could get in line, and maybe we'd get a job. Oh, my. Speaking of jobs, we're talking about the law and jobs. Anybody going to law school? Hope you have some money.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body
and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. A lot of you can relate to this. A lot of you have kids, smart, good kids, I threw the good in, who want to go on to different rungs of the ladder in higher education. And hopefully, you know, the old theory was you get out and you got this profession, you got the road, the path. It might take a couple of different turns, but at least you had that degree, that profession, one of those professions besides the medical profession. You know, the old joke, what's your son? Is he a doctor? Is he a lawyer? It was the law profession. Now, the numbers are crazy that are out there. According to Texas Lawyer Magazine, there are only jobs, not even jobs, for half of the young lawyers who pass the bar. You know, I come from a family of lawyers, so I know about this. I remember my brother taking the bar in New York, in Florida, and New Jersey. And there are jobs. There were jobs. And of course, it's all about the specialization and all that kind of stuff. But, wow, what is going on? So attorney Todd Shapiro joins us now on the show. Happy to have him on board. Todd, you're an attorney. But before we dive into these numbers, what made you want to become an attorney? And did you know, like I said, that there was this clear path?
Well, for me, I think my father's an attorney, and it was something I always grew up with. And I think I always knew the area of law that I wanted to go into, although it wasn't necessarily clear until I had gone through law school and done some internships and looked around for jobs. And I knew that the criminal area was the direction that I want to go. So I was kind of lucky in that sense that I always had a clear path to what I wanted to do.
And do you feel like there's more, because since you're in the criminal game, do you feel like there's more opportunity there or no?
Well, I think the potential is there with the experience to be able to hang out your own shingle, so to speak, and try to generate your own business and be a one-man or a two-man or a small shop. But the problem is getting your foot in the door and learning how to practice in this area. It's a highly specialized area that you really have to have a unique set of skills to be able to be a trial lawyer, to be able to make arguments in front of a jury, and to understand, you know, local rules, local procedure in the area that you practice in. So in my opinion, if you want to be a criminal attorney, the only way to actually get the experience necessary is to go work for a district attorney's office or a county attorney's office and get the trial work that you'll need to be a solo practitioner. It's almost like working in the ER as a doctor. You're doing a residency where you get the constant repetition and learn what works for you and what doesn't work for you. And then ultimately, you know, you own your craft a little bit and you figure out how to work things, and then you're ready to go. But it's very difficult, I would think, coming straight out of law school to open up your own shop, to hang out a shingle and be able to generate any business whatsoever.
Yeah. In some of the other areas of law, is there a problem because of the economy with what's happening? You know, lawsuits are down, even though people don't think that. Lawsuits overall are down. Not as many folks are suing each other because they don't necessarily want to use that income they have to go after somebody for more income and go through everything that you have to go through when you file a lawsuit. Do you think that's happened? Am I right on that?
Well, I think more than anything, the legal profession is not immune from the same ills that are causing problems for every profession, that it's just hard to find a job. I think that people that have jobs in the legal profession tend to hang on to them these days a lot closer and stronger, don't want to switch as much, don't want to take a risk when they've got a steady paycheck or insurance that's covering certain things. And so they're not as apt to maybe switch areas of expertise. And so you don't have the openings and the opportunity that you may have had, say, 5, 10, 15 years ago.
Would you tell somebody, we just talked about the specialization thing, would you tell somebody if they asked you for advice, try to kind of hone in, scrape up, and figure out as you're in school what you really want to do, try to dive into a certain area, because that has to be a little bit easier?
Well, I think eventually you've got to find an area of expertise. Like anything else, you've got to find your niche. But I don't know if you're ever going to figure that out in law school. I mean, I think in medical school, you eventually decide, do I want to go into orthopedics? Do I want to go into radiology? Do I want to be a certain particular type of doctor? With the legal profession, it's almost like unless you have a really strong sense while you're in law school that I want to be a tax attorney, or I want to be an estate lawyer, or I want to be a trial lawyer, or a litigator, it's very hard to make that determination when you're just in school. And my advice would be try to figure out an area that you think you're interested in, try to find a job in that area, and then go from there. I mean, once you have that first job, it at least gives you some experience and an idea of what it's like to be an attorney, and then you can kind of go from there. I know plenty of lawyers that ended up switching midstream. They thought they wanted to be civil lawyers and then decided the criminal world was better for them, or they went to the DA's office and got the trial experience necessary, and then went and tried to find a job at a big firm and become a commercial litigator. So I don't think it's anything that you figure out while you're in law school, so to speak, but it's something that once you graduate or you're getting close to graduating and taking the bar, you really got to start to think, where is my specialty, where is my niche?
Yeah, I agree. You can check out Todd if you go to the website, shapiro-law.net. Todd Shapiro, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight. All right, Todd mentioned that he was a criminal attorney. One of the, sadly, one of the worst cases I've heard of lately is this father accused of chopping off his 7-year-old disabled son's head, made his first appearance in court on Tuesday of this week, and he entered a plea. And I thought, what plea is he entering? Let me just guess. Let me give you a little setup here. Jeremiah Lee Wright admitted to killing his 7-year-old, John Littrell. And this is a kid who had cerebral palsy and was unable to speak or feed himself. And so he intentionally left the boy's, this is graphic, left the boy's head where his mother would ultimately find it. What kind of a sick nut does that? 30 years old, stands before a judge. So the judge set a September 16th arraignment date, right? And the prosecutors have until December to bring the formal charges against Wright. But, they got to level him. I think you got to go after everything with this guy. And this is a Louisiana deal, by the way. And he's got a capital defense project attorney. So this is where it gets dicey. And what Wright is saying is the only thing he knows are the allegations about the allegations is what he reads in the paper. So would this be a death penalty case? I'm going to say I think it should be a death penalty case. And I think in this parish, they're certainly going to look at all the evidence. Of course they're going to look at it. This is a guy who was a volunteer firefighter. This was a guy who by all accounts, initially when people would see him, looked like he was a regular kind of family guy, was fine with the kid, fine with the situation. But apparently he wasn't. So he beheads the boy, and then he tried to tell the police when they found the head, found the situation, that it was a CPR dummy. And then eventually he said, well, I killed him. He said he just didn't look at the boy like it was his son anymore. It was just an inanimate object, which is so awful. And, of course, he had issues with the mother. So he purposely, as I mentioned already, put the child's head where she would see it. And what's so scary about this, when you were talking about criminal law and what's going to happen here, and this is a situation where there was domestic violence issues in the past. There were police that were called to the house. And this is a, if only we could have known kind of thing. I mean, how frustrating is that? It's got to be awful to care for someone in the situation they're in. But decapitating your own son's head, then displaying it for your wife, that is just cold, calculated, and deserves the death penalty. Am I being too harsh? Send me your thoughts on that or anything else that we talk about here in America Tonight by going to the website, americatonight.net. Click on the email and bada bing, in the words of Tony Soprano, you are in, my friends.